Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something super important. Healthy relationships, but with a stoic twist. Ever feel like your relationships are constantly on this emotional roller coaster? You know that feeling when things are amazing one minute, then bam, drama city the next? Well, guess what? Stoicism can actually be a secret weapon for navigating the ups and downs of connection. Think about it, these ancient philosophers were all about finding peace within themselves, no matter what chaos was swirling around them. And trust me, they dealt with some serious drama back in their day. So, if they could stay calm and collected amidst gladiatorial combat and political upheaval, imagine what they could teach us about navigating that tricky family dinner or that unexpected disagreement with a friend. Here's the deal, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and reacting to them in a way that builds stronger, healthier relationships. Firstly, remember this. You can't control other people. Ever tried to change someone? Yeah, it usually ends with frustration on both sides. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. So, when your partner forgets your anniversary happens to the best of us, try not to spiral into a rage-filled rant. Take a deep breath, remind yourself you can't force them to remember, but you can choose how you respond. Maybe a gentle reminder with a smile is all it takes. Secondly, learn to practice empathy. Imagine standing in your loved one's shoes. What are they going through? Why might they be acting the way they are? This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, but understanding their perspective can go a long way towards resolving conflicts. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Maybe yours just happened to involve a misplaced anniversary card. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the negative when things aren't perfect. But focusing on what you're thankful for, your partner's kindness, a friend's support, can shift your entire perspective. Keep a gratitude journal, write thank you notes, or simply take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff. Fourthly, learn to forgive. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than them. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It means choosing to release the anger and resentment so you can move forward. Finally, remember that relationships are a two-way street. Be reliable, communicate openly and honestly, and put in the effort. Relationships take work, but the rewards, connection, support, love are worth it. Picture this. You're having dinner with your significant other, and things start to get tense. They forget something important, or maybe they snap at you over something trivial. This could be a recipe for disaster, right? But remember those Stoic principles. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can't control their actions, but you can control your reaction. Instead of launching into an angry tirade, try expressing your feelings calmly and honestly. Hey, I feel a little hurt because... This opens the door for communication and understanding. Maybe they had a tough day or are stressed about something else. Remember, empathy, put yourself in their shoes. After all, we're all human, and we all have moments where we fall short. So, remember those key takeaways. Focus on what you can control, practice empathy, cultivate gratitude, learn to forgive, and be a reliable partner. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about managing your emotions in a way that strengthens your relationships. By incorporating these principles into your daily life, you can build stronger, healthier connections and create a more peaceful and fulfilling world around you. Ready to put those Stoic lessons into action? This week, I challenge you to practice one of these principles in a relationship. Maybe it's being extra understanding with a friend who's going through a tough time, or taking the high road when your partner makes a mistake. Share your experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of calm and confident individuals together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep shining bright. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.